time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Cleveland on Sunday afternoon.
Kyle, what did they do, especially in the second half, that allowed them to move the ball and you weren't able to totally just put the game away?
Yeah, I mean, they were getting on our edges. We were getting outflanked to the flat a couple times, myself included. They were sitting in zones and catching the ball. Deshaun was delivering some good passes, and it seemed like every time I had him up against the ropes, they just kept the drive going. And, you know, that's tough on a defensive mind to get to third down, third and long, and then come back and be first down. But I feel like we're the guys that can handle that. I feel like we have done that in the past. It's just didn't go our way today.
Away gets the strip sack. They're in second and long.
They right.
just came that close to maybe finishing it right there. I mean, just how tough is it?
That's
to play out after that.
That's another example. Just guys up front making a great play, get him down, sack, fumble. Unfortunately, the ball didn't bounce our way. I think Beeks is right there trying to pick it up and go score. So it was, shout out to him running the ball and stuff like that. But the next play they hit. I think just like a little search route with Amari. I don't know exactly what he ran, but. And I got them in the 3rd and 2, and then they converted on 3rd down. It's just another example of trying to get off the field at a crucial time in the game, and we didn't do that good of a job of that.
Kyle, how surprising is this one? You opened the game with the great pick six, then Keaton Mitchell has the long touchdown. You're up 14. How surprising is it that you weren't able to pull it out?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of like humbleization, if that's a word. The past two home games have been treated to 30-point wins, Lions and Seahawks, and came out today. It was looking the same. I feel like guys kind of let off the gas a little bit. Not pointing any fingers at all, just saying top to bottom as an organization. I feel like we could do a better job just locking in. Not that guys weren't locked in, but just be that much more intense even though we have a lead. I think we were up 15 in the third and had the chance to put them away. And I'm also at fault for that. I feel like I could have been a little more intense at the same time, but it's easy to say that now looking back on it, and just got to fix it going forward. Luckily, we got Cincinnati coming in Thursday and change it.
This is kind of a unique situation. I mean, I know the physical challenge of a Thursday night game goes without saying, but you guys have less time than normal to dwell on a game like this.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think might be a bit of a hyperbole, but if we could play tomorrow, I feel like everybody would want to. I feel like we just want to get back out here and make it right. Losing at home always sucks and in front of our crowd, and I don't feel like we have a big advantage here at home, and we just got to capitalize on that. We do have the chance, so like I said, we got it again Thursday.
You guys have prided yourself on lockdown D, walking to the bank. Does this feel like this performance is out of character?
Yeah. Speaking for the defense, I feel like could have done a better job getting off on third down, and that's all 11. And we'll look at the tape, and I feel like we also had some bright spots at the same time and to build on, but the result wasn't what we wanted, and so there's obviously some stuff to fix. Even when we beat Seattle by 30, there's a lot of stuff to fix. So, can't dwell on it because we got a quick turnaround and come out and get a win against Cincinnati.
With how well you guys have been kind of rolling, how surprising are you when you have a 2-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter to have this result?
Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL at the end of the day. Everybody in this league is good and the best of the best, and when you have other guys on the other side of the ball making plays, and 15 points doesn't really seem like a lot. Maybe if you're watching the game, when you're in it, stay locked in, stay focused, and feel like we just didn't do that today. So, something to learn from. Still got a lot of season ahead of us. From where we're going, we're at the halfway mark going to Super Bowl, so I think we use this as a stepping stone, and I think we look back on this later in the season and be able to take something from it.
All right, thank you, Kyle.